Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Wounded Generation Coming Home. After World War II by David Nassau explores what happened after victory parades ended and millions of Americans tried to restart ordinary lives. Rather than treating the war as a clean break followed by uncomplicated prosperity, the book focuses on the messy human aftermath, physical and psychological injuries, disrupted families, economic uncertainty, and the challenge of turning wartime identities into peacetime roles. Nassau approaches the homecoming as a nationwide transition shaped by government policy, workplace realities, community expectations, and private struggles that were often hidden behind public celebration. The narrative situates returning servicemen and women within broader social currents, including shifting gender roles, race and citizenship debates, and the evolving responsibilities of the federal government. By emphasizing consequences that lingered for years, the book invites readers to reconsider the late 1940s and 1950s as an era of recovery as much as an era of growth. It is a history of reintegration, resilience, and the costs of war carried into peace. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the reality of homecoming beyond celebration. A central theme is that returning from war was not a single event but a prolonged process. The book frames homecoming as a collision between public expectations of gratitude and normalcy, and the private realities of readjustment. Many veterans returned with visible wounds, chronic pain, or disabilities that changed how they worked, socialized, and imagined their futures. Others carried less visible burdens such as anxiety, nightmares, or emotional numbing, conditions that were often misunderstood in an era with limited language for trauma. The transition also included practical hurdles finding housing in crowded markets, re-entering schools that were expanding rapidly, and securing jobs in industries, shifting from military production to consumer demand. Nassau highlights how community rituals and patriotic narratives could both help and hinder reintegration, offering belonging while discouraging honest accounts of suffering. The topic underscores that post-war America was built not only through economic policies, but through millions of individual negotiations with memory, loss, and altered bodies. Seeing homecoming as an extended adjustment period helps explain tensions beneath the surface of the so-called Good War story. Secondly, families, marriage, and the reshaping of gender roles. The book examines how wartime separation and rapid reunification place stress on intimate relationships. Spouses had changed in different directions. Service members adapted to military discipline and combat realities, while partners at home shouldered new responsibilities, managed finances, and navigated shifting work opportunities. Reunions could be joyful but also disorienting as couples renegotiated authority, independence, and expectations about household roles. The period saw strong cultural pressure to restore pre-war domestic ideals, yet lived experience did not always fit that script. Women who had worked during the war faced decisions and constraints as workplaces adjusted, and social norms pushed many back toward domestic labor. Men returning with injuries or emotional strain sometimes struggled to match ideals of stoic breadwinning, complicating family dynamics and self-worth. Parenting also shifted as children who had grown up during absence adjusted to a returning parent. By treating the family as a key site of post-war reconstruction, Nassau shows that national recovery depended on private renegotiations of identity and care. The topic clarifies why the post-war family ideal was as much an aspiration as a reality. Thirdly, the GI Bill, opportunity and uneven access. Nassau situates the GI Bill as both a transformative policy and a lens on inequality. Education and housing benefits expanded pathways into college, vocational training, and homeownership, helping fuel post-war mobility and the growth of suburbs. At the same time, access was shaped by local implementation, institutional gatekeeping, and discrimination. Colleges, banks, real estate markets, and employers did not treat all veterans equally, and regional practices could magnify barriers for Black veterans and other marginalized groups. The book emphasizes that opportunity was not automatic. It depended on navigating bureaucracies, meeting eligibility rules, and finding institutions willing to provide services. Even for those who benefited, the transition could involve juggling school with family responsibilities or managing disability while training for new work. By looking at policy through lived experience, the narrative moves beyond celebratory accounts of post-war prosperity and asks who gained, who was left out, and why. This topic also helps explain long-term effects on wealth building, neighborhood patterns, and educational attainment. The GI Bill emerges as a powerful engine of change whose benefits were real but not evenly distributed. Fourthly, work, unions, and the post-war economy veterans entered. The post-war labor market was dynamic and contested, and the book explores how veterans entered an economy shifting from wartime mobilization to consumer production. Returning workers sought stable jobs, decent wages, and recognition of their service, while employers sought flexibility and cost control during reconversion. many veterans relied on unions and collective bargaining to secure better conditions, and the broader period saw major labor actions, strikes, and political battles over the future of workplace power. Nassau connects these struggles to personal needs supporting families, managing health limitations, and finding meaning after military service. Veterans with disabilities often face workplace bias or limited opportunities, making retraining and accommodations critical, yet inconsistent. The book also considers how national narratives of abundance could obscure insecurity, especially in regions or industries hit by reconversion disruptions. By examining work as both livelihood and identity, this topic shows how economic policy and workplace culture affected psychological recovery. The story of post-war prosperity is therefore intertwined with conflict over wages, hours, benefits, and dignity. Understanding these labor dynamics clarifies why the post-war settlement was negotiated rather than inevitable. Lastly, memory, mental health, and the long shadow of war. Another important topic is how the war continued to shape lives long after uniforms were stored away. The book treats mental health and remembrance as social issues, not only medical ones. In a period when trauma was often minimized or framed as weakness, many veterans lacked supportive language or treatment pathways, and families frequently carried the consequences. Communities commemorated sacrifice through monuments, ceremonies, and popular culture, which could validate service while simplifying experience. Nassau shows that memory politics influenced whose stories were elevated and whose suffering was kept private, including the experiences of those who returned with severe psychological distress or moral injury. The long shadow of war also includes the way veterans formed networks, sought help through institutions, or remained isolated depending on circumstances and local resources. This topic highlights the gap between public myth and private reality, explaining why some individuals thrived while others struggled for decades. By tracking the persistence of wartime effects, the narrative challenges the idea that peace automatically heals. It suggests that how a society listens to veterans is part of how it defines citizenship, responsibility, and collective memory. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a deeper understanding of World War II beyond battles and diplomacy, including general history fans, students, policy-minded readers, and anyone interested in veterans affairs and the roots of modern American society. It can benefit a reader's life by clarifying how large events reshape ordinary routines like work, family, health, and community belonging. By focusing on reintegration, the book encourages empathy for those who return from high-stress environments and offers perspective on contemporary debates about trauma, disability, and public responsibility. It also sharpens critical thinking about how policies operate in practice, showing that legislation such as the GI Bill can be both life-changing and unevenly distributed. Compared with similar books that emphasize wartime heroics or national triumph, Nassau's approach stands out for centering the home front aftermath and the costs carried into peacetime. The book connects personal stories to institutional decisions, making it useful for readers who want history that explains how prosperity and anxiety could coexist in the same years. For buyers, it offers a more complete account of the war generation by treating homecoming as the start of another struggle, not the end of the story. If you would like to support David Nassau, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.